Hello, Slashdot. This is John McGowan. I've been experimenting with audio mail for several months. And briefly, what I mean by audio mail is an audio mail system that enables the user to quickly and easily create a mail message, or more generally a posting, like an internet news group posting or a blog posting or something like that, that either has an audio attachment, an audio file, or a hyperlink to an audio file, which is automatically uploaded to the user, in this case my website. So there are a number of benefits to using audio mail systems. For one thing, unlike text, it helps to maintain and establish a closer personal connection. That's hopefully pretty obvious. And of course, telecommuters have to worry about that lack of connection in comparison to people who are physically in the office with their boss and coworkers. The other big advantage of using audio, of using a spoken word, is that speech is better for ambiguous subjects, matters of opinion, matters of degree. If you look at the use of email, if you look at mailing lists and so forth, text email and text systems are great for dry, clear facts. Where you're going to meet, for example. Oh, we're going to meet at this restaurant at 7 p.m. It's very unambiguous. The tone of voice, the intonation of the speaker, doesn't really matter. It's just dry, unequivocal facts. The price of the product is $19.95. Again, it's very unambiguous. Intonation doesn't bring in too much, or if anything, to that. But people do use speech. They go to the phone. They meet in person. One of the major reasons they do that is that speech is better suited to ambiguous subjects. Matters of opinion. How confident are you of what you're saying? You might be very confident about this fact, and another one, well, we're not really sure. If you try to communicate that in text, you have to qualify every statement with a large amount of explanation, whereas in a spoken communication, in person or on the phone, these subtleties can be communicated by your tone of voice, how certain you sound, and so forth. So discussions that are more ambiguous involve matters of degree, degrees of probability of certainty, matters of opinion. These have a tendency to move off of text medium, like email, onto the phone. And telecommuters, of course, will encounter those kind of situations all the time, and it forces them to get on the phone or physically meet with the people they're working with. One of the advantages of audio mail systems is that you don't have to worry about interrupting the recipient with phone calls. If you're working remotely, you will often have the question, well, should I call my coworker or boss? I don't physically see them. I might interrupt them in a meeting. I might disturb them, and I don't want to do that. On the other hand, I have something that really is better to talk about than to simply send a text email. I need to convey emotion. I need to convey how certain I am, other kinds of information that the intonation of voice communicates. With audio mail systems, the recipient can listen to the message whenever it works for them. You don't have to worry about scheduling a phone call across 10 time zones. You can just send the message and wait until the person responds. And not everything is best, obviously, using speech. As I mentioned, very dry, unambiguous facts and figures are often better in text or graphics. Speech doesn't necessarily add that much to them. Similarly, some discussions work better in real time. There's rapid give and take between the two people or group of people that's difficult to reproduce. It can occur, but it'll occur slowly with audio mail messages. If properly used, audio mail can improve telecommuting and other remote activities. So what are the other advantages of audio mail? It's very simple. Everyone uses email. It's integrated, or can be integrated in the case of the system I use, with existing email programs. There's no need to get a new email program. You can use whatever email program you like. It doesn't have long distance fees. Today, the bandwidth of compressed audio like MP3 is much less than DSL or cable, so there's no bandwidth problem. In fact, compressed audio will fit over a dial-up connection. It's more than enough for people to receive these messages without clogging up their bandwidth, even if they have a dial-up connection. Audio mail can help people telecommute and engage in other remote activities. Now, no technology can replace matters of substance. One still has to get the job done. Managers still have to manage effectively. There's substance that has to happen. Some kind of technology like using audio mail messages or whatever can only help, can only grease the wheels, can only lubricate the process and make it work better. So audio mail can give a personal touch, and it can help especially with matters of opinion and degree, these kind of more ambiguous discussions that we often use speech for rather than text. If you're interested in more information, we have a website that has some more additional information, http://www.patrana.net. Patrana is spelled P-E-T-R-A-N-A. This concludes this audio posting.